Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 105, a song of thanksgiving for all the wonderful deeds and promises of God to His children. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him, sing praises to Him, tell of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that He has done, His miracles, and the judgments He uttered. O offspring of Abraham, His servant, children of Jacob, His chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers His covenant forever, the word that He commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant that He made with Abraham, His sworn promise to Isaac, which He confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, "To you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion for an inheritance." When they were few in number, of little account, and sojourners in it, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, He allowed no one to oppress them. He rebuked kings on their account, saying, "Touch not my anointed ones, do my prophets no harm." When He summoned a famine on the land and broke all supply of bread, He had sent a man ahead of them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. His feet were hurt with fetters. His neck was put in a collar of iron. Until what He had said came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the peoples set him free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his elders wisdom. Then Israel came to Egypt. Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And the Lord made His people very fruitful, and made them stronger than their foes. He turned their hearts to hate His people, to deal craftily with His servants. He sent Moses, His servant, and Aaron, whom He had chosen. They performed His signs among them, and miracles in the land of Ham. He sent darkness, and made the land dark. They did not rebel against His words. He turned their waters into blood, and caused their fish to die. Their land swarmed with frogs, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and gnats throughout their country. He gave them hail for rain, and fiery lightning bolts through their land. He struck down their vines and fig trees, and shattered the trees of their country. He spoke, and the locusts came, young locusts without number, which devoured all the vegetation in their land, and ate up the fruit of their ground. He struck down all the firstborn in their land, the first fruits of all their strength. Then He brought out Israel with silver and gold, and there was none among His tribes who stumbled. Egypt was glad when they departed, for dread of them had fallen upon it. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light by night. They asked, and He brought quail, and gave them bread from heaven in abundance. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It flowed through the desert like a river. For He remembered His holy promise, and Abraham, His servant. So He brought His people out with joy, His chosen ones with singing. And He gave them the lands of the nations, and they took possession of the fruit of the people's toil, that they might keep His statutes and observe His laws. Praise the Lord. The first words of this joyful psalm are, "O give thanks to the Lord," and the last three words are, "Praise the Lord," with the middle passages filled with the reasons why we are praising the Lord in this psalm. It is the recollection of the many and mighty works which God accomplished on behalf of a lost and wandering nation, and the promise that God would never abandon His people, but be with them always, whether they deserved it or not. Which, of course, they didn't, and neither do we. Like the Israelites, who continually tried God's patience with their weak obedience to His law, ungrateful grumbling for God's provisions, and fleeting thanksgiving for their deliverance to the promised land of milk and honey, we Christians still today have to be reminded time and again that the Lord we serve is a powerful, compassionate Lord, slow to anger, quick to forgive, abounding in steadfast love, and always providing what we truly need in this world, namely salvation. The same Lord and God has rescued all of us from the bonds of sin and death through Jesus Christ. I've recently agreed to serve in our congregation here as a member on our Board of Stewardship, which many people associate mostly with money and how much we ought to be giving. Of course, that is part of it, because, let's face it, churches are like families. There are always bills to be paid, and we need to work within a reasonable budget in order to be good stewards of what the Lord has entrusted to us. But being good stewards includes more than money and paying bills. It also includes using our time wisely and productively out of love for God and for our neighbor, offering our services where we are able to help, encourage, and support others. And in light of our psalm today, I'm reminded of perhaps a more important part of Christian stewardship, that is, being good stewards of God's Word, by telling our children and our children's children of the beautiful promises made by God to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, the amazing ways in which the Lord kept those promises to rescue and save His people Israel, and that those promises are for us too, telling our children that that same God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is our God too. We are now Israel, the descendants of Abraham through our faith in Christ Jesus, and belonging now to our Heavenly Father. In the earthly world, countries have borders, ideally to keep the peace and civil order. But in Christ, borders disappear as all believers are gathered together as the church, the body of believers, the chosen, the loved, and the rescued. Praise the Lord. We pray, thank you, Heavenly Lord and Savior, for all your blessings to us, and your promise of eternal life through the wondrous work in your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. Help us to continue to rejoice in and share these promises. Amen.
Send on earth. Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.